Chapter 2. I opened my mouth to scream, but no sound came out. The monster glared down at me through the sunroof. It was as tall as a building, I realized. Its red eyes glowed with evil, and its mouth was twisted in a hungry grin. Dad, I finally managed to stammer. Dad was bent over, fumbling through the papers in the glove compartment. Wow, I heard Luke cry. I turned and saw that Luke was staring up at it too, his blue eyes wide with fright. Dad? Mom? My heart was pounding so hard, I thought my chest might explode.
Lizzie, what is it?
Mom asked impatiently. The monster lowered its head over us, its mouth opened wide, ready to swallow the whole car. And then Luke started to laugh. Wow, cool, he cried. And I realized at the same time that the monster wasn't alive. It was a mechanical figure, part of a giant billboard display. Ducking my head to get a better view through the side window, I saw that Dad had pulled the car right up beside the billboard. My parents were so busy arguing about maps, they hadn't even noticed it. I stared up at the red-eyed monster. It lowered its head and opened its jaws. Then the jaws snapped shut, and the enormous head slid back up. It looks so real, Clay exclaimed, staring up at it. Didn't fool me, I lied. I wasn't going to admit that I nearly leaped out through the sunroof. I'm supposed to be the calm one, after all. I rolled down the window and stuck my head out to read the billboard in front of the mechanical monster. In huge red letters it said, "Welcome to Horrorland, where nightmares come to life." There was a dark red arrow in the upper left-hand corner with the words, "1 mile."
"Can we go there?"
Luke demanded eagerly. He leaned forward and grabbed the back of Dad's seat with both hands.
"Can we, Dad? How about it?"
"It looks kind of scary," Clay said softly. Dad slammed the glove compartment shut with a sigh. He was giving up on the map idea.
"Luke, stop pulling my seat,"
he snapped.
"Sit back."
"Can we go to Horrorland?" Luke asked.
"Horrorland? What's Horrorland?"
Mom demanded.
"Never heard of it,"
Dad muttered.
"It's only 1 mile from here," Luke pleaded. "It looks great."
The monster lowered its head over the car, staring in through the sunroof. Then it raised its head again.
"I don't think so,"
Mom said, looking out at the huge billboard.
"Zoo Gardens is such a wonderful park. Horrorland doesn't look very nice."
"It looks great,"
Luke insisted, pulling at Dad's seat back again.
"It looks really excellent."
"Luke, sit back,"
Dad pleaded. "Let's go," I urged. "We're never going to find Zoo Gardens." Mom hesitated, chewing her lower lip.
"I don't know," she said fretfully. "Some of these places aren't safe."
"It'll be safe," Luke declared. "It'll be very safe."
"Luke, sit back,"
Dad growled.
"Can we go?"
Luke demanded, ignoring Dad's request.
"Can we?"
"It could be fun," Clay said quietly.
"Let's give it a try,"
I urged them.
"If we hate it, we can always leave."
Dad rubbed his chin. He sighed.
"Well, I guess it would be better than sitting here in the middle of nowhere arguing all day."
"Yay!"
Luke screamed. Luke and I reached over Clay to slap each other a high five. Horrorland sounded like a pretty cool place to me, too. I love scary rides. "If the rides are as scary as that monster," I said, pointing at the billboard, "this park will be awesome."
"You don't think it's too scary, do you?"
Clay asked. I saw that he had his hands clasped tightly in his lap, and he had that frightened owl look on his face again.
"No, it won't be too scary," I told him.
Oh, wow. Was I wrong?
I can't believe someone would build a big theme park out in the wilderness,
Dad declared. We were driving through what seemed like an endless forest. Tall old trees leaned over the two-lane road, nearly blocking out the late morning sun.
Maybe they haven't built the park yet, Mom suggested.
Maybe they're going to clear out these trees and build the park here.
All three of us in the back seat were hoping Mom was wrong. And she was. The road curved sharply, and as we came out of the curve, we saw the tall gates to the park straight up ahead. Behind a tall purple fence, Horrorland seemed to stretch for miles. Leaning forward in my seat, I could see the tops of rides and strange, colorful buildings. As we drove across the enormous parking lot, eerie chords of organ music invaded the car.
Yay! This looks great! Luke exclaimed.
Clay and I enthusiastically agreed. I couldn't wait to get out of the car and see everything.
The parking lot is nearly empty,
Dad said, glancing uneasily at Mom. That means we won't have to wait in long lines, I quickly exclaimed.
I think Lizzie is excited about this place,
Mom commented, smiling.
Me too, Luke cried.
He punched Clay enthusiastically on the shoulder. Luke always has to be punching or pinching somebody. We crossed the wide parking lot. I saw a few cars parked near the front gate. At the far side of the lot stood a row of purple and green buses with the word Horrorland across the side. As we rode closer, I got a good look at the front gate. The same monster we had seen behind the billboard rose up behind a big purple and green sign over the gate. The sign read, "The Horrorland Horrors welcome you to Horrorland."
I don't get that sign, Mom said. What are the Horrorland Horrors?
We'll find out, I exclaimed happily. The solemn, eerie organ music floated heavily over the parking lot. Dad pulled into a space in an empty aisle to the right of the front gate. Luke and I pushed open the back doors before the car had even stopped.
Let's go, I cried.
Luke, Clay, and I started trotting toward the gate. As I ran, I stared up at the green monster over the sign. This one didn't move its head like the billboard monster, but it looked very real. I glanced back and saw that Mom and Dad were hurrying to catch up with us. This is going to be way cool, I exclaimed. And then I gasped as a deafening explosion made the ground shake. And I stared back in horror as our car burst apart, exploding into a million pieces.